No, incluso no puse tortilla, ¿verdad? ¿Tortilla? No.
Leo's Market on Broadway is a hub for Newport's Hispanic community. A steady stream of people come in and out to buy groceries from an array of Latin American countries and to order food from the kitchen. The cooks flatten out tortillas and fry them on a large cooktop. They'll use them for dishes like pupusas from El Salvador. Alba and Juan Carlos Campos are the owners of Leo's Market. They say about 50% of their customers are of Hispanic descent. The couple come from El Salvador and have lived in Rhode Island for more than 20 years. They opened the market in 2009. Juan Carlos Campos says there are many reasons why Hispanic immigrants move to Newport.
One is that it's safe in compared to my country, in compared to other cities in the U.S., and the type of living, it's a lot better.
In the past 6 years, Campos has noticed more newcomers in the area, especially from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras.
And the jobs, since, you know, after the recession, it's been increasing little by little, especially in the hospitality businesses.
According to the City of Newport's Department of Planning and Development, people of Hispanic or Latino descent represented more than 8% of Newport's population in 2010, and many people in the Latino community say the numbers continue to increase. They are drawn here by year-round job opportunities like landscaping, dishwashing, and catering.
La mayoría trabaja cortando yardas.
Maria moved to Aquidneck Island from Mexico City 13 years ago. We're not using her real name here because she is undocumented. She has worked at several restaurants in Newport and puts in around 90 hours of work a week. Maria is planning on moving back to Mexico in December to be with her children, but she has enjoyed her time living in Newport.
Sí, me gusta por las playas.
I love the beaches, she says, and there are so many Americans that are really good people. They have treated me really well here. Father Ray Malm at St. Joseph's Catholic Church has watched the Hispanic community grow and change over the past 10 years.
The community is becoming younger, and since I've been here, the community, it's been more families.
And that's probably because more people are staying, getting married, and having children. He says that there are around 200 Spanish-speaking congregants who attend Mass regularly.
I think that's because they get a real sense of community. The Mass is in their language. We try and bring them together as much as we can for dinners and things like that. So I think they feel a real support in the community here at St. Joseph's.
St. Joseph's has taken an active role in educating Hispanics on their rights and immigration law. Since the presidential election, many immigrants have become more concerned about their legal status, and some of them have sought advice from immigration experts.
Well, here in Rhode Island, I see a lot of Central Americans. We have a lot of Guatemalans, El Salvadorans, and Hondureños.
Hans Bremer runs an immigration law practice in Providence. Since Donald Trump's presidential campaign began, Bremer says his practice is constantly full with people trying to get their paperwork in order.
Many days, we start, our first consultation starts at 9, and we'll do a half an hour consultation every half an hour till 6:30 or 7.
And it's not just undocumented workers who are worried. Many immigrants are concerned that they are no longer welcome, especially after hearing President Trump's comments about immigration. But for people like Alba and Juan Carlos Campos, Newport is home. The Campuses own a business, they have plans to expand, and, they say, they are here to stay. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Pearl Masek.